media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Another great week for you guys. As I talked to Coach Malik about two wild ones for you guys, a 104-103 double overtime game against Drexel, and then the Tigers rally from 17 down to win by two over William & Mary on Saturday. Talk about the two games and what your team did so well.
Well, I think obviously we were very fortunate in both games. We got some good fortune, got some good bounces. And you need a little bit of luck, and certainly we had it. I like the fight that our guys are showing. I think it's a tough-minded, competitive group. Certainly, there's things we still can get better at. It would be good if we got better at those sooner rather than later. But I mean, we could have lost either game. I think that's the league. There's a reason why it's the 11th best league in the country and the premier mid-major league. You can get beat by any team on every night. We were just fortunate to, Drexel, we almost gave the game away. We're up 9 with 2.5 minutes left and did some, we did some interesting things that won't end up in a how-to basketball video, how to execute that stretch. And William & Mary, we really benefited because, Omar Pruitt, the first team all-conference guy, was hurt. So, we got to play better moving forward.
Just going back to that William & Mary game, you guys are down 17 in the second half, and they're certainly a team that has been on unbelievable roll offensively. What were you able to adjust, or what were your guys able to do there in the second half to at least slow them down some to make the comeback happen?
Yeah, I mean, they carved us up pretty good in the first half. I really thought a couple of our freshmen helped us defensively, Zane Martin and Dennis Tunstall, maybe just a little bit pressure bodies. I think, honestly, they had played so many. I've been through it earlier in the year, so they play, having to play three games in 6 days, I think we, benefited such a good shooting team. I think that helps the legs. But I think some guys off the bench really helped us. We're playing 11 guys, and I think that's not going to change moving forward. I think it's something that that can help us. I thought we'd have a shorter rotation, but we've been somewhat inconsistent, and then quite honestly, other guys are practicing really well, so they deserve an opportunity.
We're here with Towson head coach Pat Scarry. If you have questions for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Hey, your first question is from David Driver with the American Sports Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Talk about Hofstra's big, they have one of the best rebounders in the country. You've seen him a couple times. You guys had pretty good success against him, against Rock last time up there. But sort of just talk about him and, of course, he's missed the last three games and how that will affect your preparation for Thursday.
Well, I mean, we'll prepare as if he's going to play. I mean, the job that Joe Mihalik's done at Hofstra, just, reviving the program, has been amazing. And they're so, so potent on offense. They can just really score the ball. All their perimeter guys are exceptional. And then you get, you get Gustis in the middle. I don't think you can keep him off the backboards. He's big. He's strong. He's got instincts. He's tough. You just got to hope that he doesn't have one of those nights where he gets, guys had over 20 rebounds in games.
Right.
That's just, that's on, he's just, compared, like, the Indominus Rex out there. You can't move him. You can't stop him, So, obviously, we'll prepare if he's going to play. I don't know enough about the injury. I just know that Hofstra scores the ball so well that they present so many different problems for you in the perimeter, and then you throw him out there, and it's a great inside-outside balance.
Thank you.
Pat, certainly a breakout type week for Mike Morsell, 32 points in that game against Drexel, and then had struggled shooting the ball for quite a while with William & Mary, but then gets on a roll there late in the second half and then ends up hitting the game-winning three. Is that the type of week that you're hoping that will really get him rolling to where you'd like him to be?
I told him yesterday, he's been practicing well, which is key for us. I told him yesterday, feel free to do that. It makes me look like I'm coaching a little bit, so it's the more he can, he's our most gifted player. He's our most gifted guy. He got back to, even though William Mary had good shots, he didn't make. He stayed with it. His defensive effort was better. Yeah, it would. I'm not, you know, sitting anything. We don't know as a staff. I mean, if he plays well, it gives us a chance to become the type of team we hope to become.
And then you touched on the fact that you've gotten contributions from so many different guys, and it seems almost like a different guy every night. And Eddie Keith comes up big off your bench, 16 points, hit 3 or 4 threes on Saturday in the William and Mary game. Maybe talk about a little bit about his game and just what you go through kind of on a night-and-night basis trying to figure out playing time and chemistry and who's got the hot hand.
Well, credit to the guys. They really like each other. It's the tightest group we've had, so the chemistry's been good. And I get it. Guys want to play. You know, we try to tell them, look, you're all going to get in. And then the last really 8 to 10 minutes, the guys that are playing good are the guys that are going to play. That's reality. You know, it doesn't matter who it is at this point. That's kind of who we are. I love Eddie. He's a, you know, he'll play the point for us. He should be a starter. He's certainly a finisher. He's got a great attitude. We played him at the 4 a lot on Saturday. And he plays the 2 and the 3, so he's, you know, I think he sold tickets before the game. So he does a little bit of everything for you, and it's he's a tough guy. He's taking good shots. That's why he's shooting a high percentage. He's good defensively. He can pass the ball. He can inbound the ball. So he does a lot of things, and he's got a good competitive team spirit about him. He wears his emotions on his sleeve, but I love guys like him that bring it every day.
Before I let you go, Hofstra on Thursday at your place, you rallied from 16 down to come back and win in Hempstead. What did you do well in that game, and what are some of the keys to being able to beat the Pride on Thursday?
Well, I think we were fortunate up there, they've won 2 in a row. You got to get back in transition. You've got to figure out how to stop the ball and keep it in front of you, which, this kid Justin Wright Foreman is the best one-on-one guy in the league. He's explosive. And then, you got Bernardi, you got Pemberton, Powers. They're so dynamic shooting and dribbling the ball. It just puts so much pressure on your defense. If we're going to have a chance to win the game, it's going to, we've got to come up really, really big on the perimeter because they can score it so well.
All right, Pat, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, have a good day.
All right, you too.